$1,000 in the secret sound. That'll reset and we can go for another secret sound tomorrow. But before we do any of that, let's have a look at the way the world should be and the way it is through the lens of a tech genius. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Richard Pascoe.
Pascoe, Pascoe, have you turned it off and then can you turn it on again?
Hey, South Australia's Tony Stark. Richard Pascoe, good morning. Hello, how are you, sir?
I'm flatter than Prince Andrew trying to remember what pizza place he was at.
I was trying to pump your tyres. I was. Yeah, I thought the man needs some buoyancy. He's not got it. Do much on the weekend?
Yeah, no. You know what, Adam? I'm really looking forward to the cricket season. I love cricket. Waiting for the Ashes and all of that at the moment. Yeah, we're gonna have another 12 months to go. It's a little
lovely.
Start.
Yeah, so, I mean, it could have been worse. You could have ended up 15th.
Oh, God. No, it couldn't have been.
It could have been 2007 again. You know, all of these things.
It could have been.
Yeah. All right. Well, we've done that now. We've the elephant has been pointed out in the room. And and now we can move on with our lives, right?
We can, yes. Yep. All back. I'll be happy now. So, yes, there we go.
And I'm assuming Hamish will have a gig at 5AA at some point in the very near future and, you know, everything will be fine.
Say so.
Yeah,
so,
anyway, good. Yep. Do you know how you get a job in radio? Is kick 300 goals for Sturt. There you go. Moving on. Now let's talk about things. This week it was a sombre reminder, and I'm not talking about the preliminary final. I'm actually talking about September 11. 20 years. I still can't believe it's been 20 years.
I know.
But things certainly have changed. There wasn't even Facebook back in the day.
No, there wasn't. And, you know, so many things have changed. I mean, if you've flown internationally, things like biometrics, fingerprints, facial recognition software is so widely used now. But the two big things that
have
changed...
you used to be able to fly internationally.
You used to be able to, yeah. Right. Yeah, remember those days we get on a plane and we flew? It was wonderful times.
We called them aeroplanes, children.
We did too.
Yes.
But the two big things, though, that have really changed are the cloud and smartphones on there as well.
Right.
And we've got to remember, no single digital device has had a more profound effect on the last 20 years than the smartphone as well. You know, that was work, you know, learn, shop, ensure we don't get lost, track our health, all of those. So we go back to 2001, there were actually fewer than 500 million people connected to the internet. Today, there's nearly 7.1 billion people are on, mainly because of smartphones on there as well. The most popular phone in 2001 was the Nokia 8250.
I had it.
Well, you all did. Made phone calls and texts, and that was about all it did.
You play Snake.
Now, they sold about 140 million units. This is that year on there as well. In contrast, Apple sold 57 million units in the first quarter of 2021 alone.
Right, yeah.
On there as well. You know, and the cloud, we all know it. We all use it.
Uh-huh.
I've got to say, even if you think you don't use it, hate to tell you, you are using it.
You're right.
It was first referenced in 1996 in a business plan by Compaq, but didn't find a market until 2006 when Amazon launched cloud compute. So the world has really changed since 9/11, and, you know, we hope we do get back to travelling. We really do.
We really do indeed. It has changed a lot in those 20 years. You kind of forget, you think it was just yesterday because those images are so burned into your brain. But really, I mean, it was J-Lo was young, you know, and Britney was insane. I think maybe things don't change. Now... I know a lot of people who do this. They've got the GoPros for their dash cams, but some just like to put their camera, their smartphone camera on while they're driving about on their motorbike or their scooter, especially through cities, and that could be not so good for the phone.
Not so good. I did see somebody coming up with a scooter on the freeway the other day. I thought, good luck there.
Yeah.
As well. So
right-hand line, obviously.
Thank God. Apple has a message for iPhone users. If you've got a high-powered motorbike as well, don't attach your phone to them if you value your camera. Because exposure to vibrations, which are generated by high-powered motorcycle engines, might impact iPhone cameras. because it exposes them to what's called high amplitude vibrations on there as well,
right,
which can actually destabilize the optic image stabilization, which means your photos will look crap on there as well.
Okay.
So it'll start to break over time as well. So
okay,
if you've got a motorbike, you know, don't go strapping your $2,000 iPhone to it. You know what I do if you want directions and things? Go and buy some cheap, the cheapest iPhone you can get for about $100. Use that for Google Maps and everything,
okay,
and put that in a thing on your phone. That's exactly what I'm going to do with my motorbike.
So, right, yeah. Okay, gotcha. Do TomToms still exist? Who knows? It's the tape adapter CD player that we put in our cars in the 90s,
yes,
modern day. They never worked. Why did we have them? Because we thought we were cool. Anyway.
Big cheerio to TomTom users and Garmin users out there. So,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, well done. Say hi to BlackBerry for me.
That's right.
Now, let's talk Facebook. The Australia's High Court has done something. They've made a ruling that makes every single person who is on Facebook a bit nervous, more particularly people who invite comments like radio stations and tech-based internet media personalities, a bit nervous.
They have. They've actually ruled that we are responsible for the content of complete strangers who post defamatory comments on our posts.
Right.
The court found that by creating this public Facebook page and posting context, the outlets had facilitated, encouraged, and therefore assisted the publication of comments from third-party Facebook users, and they were therefore publishers of these comments.
And we now know how, I mean, and this is the thing about the ubiquity of opinion. Everyone thinks they have a right to an opinion, but you don't have the right to publish it, and that's what you're doing on Facebook, according to the High Court.
Yep.
You're publishing it, and if you're doing so, it's like a pamphlet. And if you've put a pamphlet out saying, old mate does some questionable things without any proof or provocation, you can be sued for it. And you can do that on Facebook too, is what the court is suggesting. And that is scary for us. And so when you say, why did you delete my comment? Are you censoring me? The answer is yes.
Yes, we are.
Yes, yes, I am.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in
stupid,
my life.
Stupid, stupid.
It really is. It's absolutely stupid.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you should be held accountable for your own actions online, which you are, which I am, the radio station mm-hmm. is. But you know what? This is getting really strange when we make users responsible for the content of complete strangers on
right.
there as well. We don't need this, Adam. And, you know, hopefully something is going to be done about this because, honestly, you know, it worries me. I look at every comment on there, as the station would look at every comment on there now, because you know what? We don't want to go to court.
No, I don't want to get sued or my employer, and I certainly don't want that rigmarole or that termination note, which would probably happen should I cost the company that much money. So don't do it, and pull your own heads in. So I don't have to,
right?
Yes. Which is what you've got to now. I mean, Facebook is a perfect place for our 5MU family to come together and share ideas and opinions and all that sort of stuff.
Yes.
But now I have to take a kind of mildly aggressive attitude towards it, and that just changes and makes things a bit icky.
It does. And we don't need this sort of thing. Post nicely. Be nice, because you know what? We're nice people as well.
We are nice people, regardless of the words we might have used on the weekend.
Exactly right.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. You wouldn't want to be anywhere near me on the weekend. Good heavens.
Can I only wish you a successful summer watching the Redbacks and hope that...
Oh, hang on. Cheer me up even more for now. Good God.
It's a punish. It's a punish. Anyway, Richard, thank you. Of course, adelaidetechguy.com.au if you want to find out more. That's adelaidetechguy.com.au. And you can avail yourself of Richard's expertise therein. Thank you, mate. We'll talk again next week.
Look forward to it.
That is Richard Pascoe, Adelaide Tech Guy.
Pascoe, Pascoe, have you turned it off? And then can you turn it on again? Hey!
Weekdays from midday, take a good look at the industries that change.